Per Yerushalmi, corresponding to Zvachim Bavli Daf Chof Beis, we begin in Per Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Sada shekatsur goyim shekatsur listim kasamur nemolim shavaltu haruach oy behema patura. The Mishnah says if a field was harvested by Gentiles or bandits, or it was gnawed by ants at its roots, or if the wind or cattle broke it, is exempt from Per because the owner didn't harvest it. Katsur chetsia vekatsur listim chetsia patura shechoyvas akatsir bekama. If he harvested half and bandits then harvested the other half, the entire field is exempt from payah as because the obligation is fulfilled by leaving standing crops at the end of the harvesting. Katsur listim chetsia v'katsa chetsia noisim payah v'mashikatsa. But if bandits harvested the first half and the owner harvested the second half, he must give payah from that which is harvested. Katsa chetsia or macha chetsia halakech noisim payah lakol. If he harvested half and sold half, the buyer must give payah for the entire field. If he harvested half and consecrated half to the Beis HaMikdash, the one who redeemed it from the treasurer must give payah for the whole field. And the Gemara says, the Gemara says that the Mishnah is referring to when they harvested it for themselves, but if they harvested it for the Jew, it's obligated in payah. The Brisa supports this. One may not hire Gentile laborers as they're not knowledgeable in the laws of Leket. And it shows that when a Gentile harvests for a Jew, it's obligated in Leket as well as Shechem Peir. Masnifim kishakatsua la'abda, ava katsua shal la'abda chayeves. When the Mishnah taught that if bandits harvested is exempt, it's specifically referring to when they harvested merely to ruin it. Otherwise, it's obligated in Peir. Amrav Hoshia bar Simi, afilu temet kishakatsua shal la'abda patura, ma'acha she'apeir nitnis b'mechuba la'karka vein karka nigveles. Rav Hoshia bar Simi says no one could say that even if they didn't harvest it to waste, it's exempt because the obligation of payah comes when crops are still attached to the ground and the field can't be stolen. The Jewish bandits were not obligated in payah. Mipnei shehu mafrish min hakama al hakama u min hakama al hakatsir, vein mafrish min hakatsir loy al hakatsir loy al hakama. The Mishnah taught that if bandits harvested the first half and the owner harvested the second half, he has to give payah from that which he harvested. The reason is that the obligation of payah is always on that which is still standing. Now a person gives from standing crops for standing crops, or from standing crops for harvested crops, and as long as some crops are still standing, he may not give from harvested for harvested, nor from harvested for standing. Pa'am shu mafrish min hakatsir al hakatsir min hakatsir al hakama, I should say. Hei chavida, kila es sadeu b'shia b'kadei peya, kevin shekotsa shibayas v'shoina, chaza peya l'omrim, nimpsis mafrish min hakatsir al hakama. However, sometimes he may give from harvested for harvested and from harvested for standing. And how is this? If he finished harvesting his field and left an amount for peya but didn't yet declare it as peya, when he then harvests the first stalk of the remainder, that stalk becomes peya for the remaining standing crops. Not only if he finished harvesting his field, but even if he only partially harvested and said that the rest is payah, once he then cuts the first stalk, the obligation of payah now falls on the harvested stalks, and he can therefore give payah from the harvested stalks for the standing crops. And the Mishnah taught that if he harvested half and sold half, the buyer must give payah for the entire field. Can the poor seller receive the payah that the buyer will give, that will be exempting the rest of the seller's field from payah? Nishmanim min hador. Am Rabbi Yehuda, emasai bezman shekibla vimenu lemechse leshishu leviya, mabin lekadmaisa, ela kishetikza shlish tehei shelcha. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda said, when is it true that if a poor man was contracted to harvest a field that he may not accept the gifts to the poor from that field, when he receives it to be paid a half, a third, or a quarter of the field, since he is therefore a partial owner of the field? However, if he stipulated the worker would receive a third of whatever he harvested, he may receive the gifts. Amr Rabbun Barchia Hada Amma Shehamoicha Zocha Bepeya Shimateres Es Haomim. And Rabbun Barchia said about that, this shows that the seller is permitted to receive the payah, since he no longer has a portion in that part of the field. Rabbi Yossi rejects it. He says there the field didn't become obligated while still in his possession, but over here it did. If a proof would have to be brought that when he harvested half of the field and sold what he harvested that the buyer may take possession of the gifts, it would be fine, since the buyer was not in possession of the standing crops when the obligation of payah took effect. But since the field was in the possession of the seller when he harvested, so that it became obligated in the seller's possession, the seller cannot receive the gifts. Halakeach, Maoshi Yiskevapeah, Shimateres Zomin Shalmoicha. The question is, though, when the Mishnah taught that if he harvested half and sold half, the buyer must give payah for the entire field, may the poor buyer take for himself the payah that he gives for the portion of the seller? Beplugta de Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. The answer that depends on the dispute between that we had earlier in the Gemara in the first perek in Halacha Hey, between Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. If one buys detached produce from Yisrael in a year of Maaser Ani, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says that whether the buyer is rich or poor, he must give away the Maaser Ani. Rabbi says that if he's poor, he may keep the Maaser Ani. And the Gemara asks, Pinchas boy, he asked the question, Ksiris chutzlaretz mahu shutei chayeves pepeya, shulei toimek hekdesh pater, v'chutzlaretz pater, ima hekdesh chayev af chutzlaretz chayev. If one bought harvested crops from chutzlaretz, is it obligated in payah? Just as hektish is exempt from payah because the pasuk excludes it with the phrase your harvest, so too crops from chutzlaretz are exempt because of the phrase your land. Alternatively, since hektish is obligated when he redeemed it from the treasurer, so too crops from chutzlaretz should be obligated when they are brought to Eretz Yisrael. Asher tana ketzir artzachem v'le ketzir chutzlaretz. The answer is there's an explicit brisa to exclude it. The pasuk says the harvest of your land and not the harvest of chutzlaretz. Kotza ha'givba chatzi chetzia v'lehispik l'katzeis ashar ad shepada eskula mafish min ha'katzir al ha'katzir v'chol ma shenikzar bo shifa hekdesh kva nifta. The Mishnah taught that if he harvested half and consecrated half to the temple treasury, the one who redeems it from the treasurer must give payah for the whole field. If the treasurer harvested half of that half that was consecrated but it was redeemed before he completed the harvesting, the redeemer must only give payah from what he harvested before and after, but not what was harvested in the possession of hekdesh. Hadnalach ve'elu mafikin.